The Wild Robot, Chapter 43. The Gosling Takes Off. It must be hard to have a robot for a mother. I think the hardest part for Bright Bill was all the mystery that surrounded Roz. Where had she come from? What was it like to be a robot? Would she always be there for him? These questions filled the Gosling's mind, and his feelings for his mother swung between love and confusion and anger. I'm sure many of you know what that's like. Roz could sense that Bright Bill was struggling, and so she spent a lot of time talking with him about families and geese and robots. "There are other robots on the island?" said the Gosling during one of their talks. He had been sitting beside his mother in the garden, but now stood and faced her. "Yes, there are others on the island," said Roz, "but they are inoperative."
"Inoperative?"
"For a robot, being operative is like being dead."
"Where are the robots? Where are the dead robots?"
"They're on the northern shore."
"Well, I want to see them."
"I do not think that's a good idea."
"Why not?"
"You are still a Gosling. You are too young to see dead robots. I will take you to see them when you are older."
"Mama, I'm not a Gosling anymore."
Bright Bill puffed out his chest. "I'm already 4 months old."
"I am sorry," said Roz, "but you cannot go."
Bright Bill stomped around the garden and squawked, "This isn't fair." "I promise I will take you to see them when you are older," said the robot.
"But I want to go now."
"Please, calm down. You can't even fly. I could take off and you wouldn't be able to stop me." Roz stood, and her long shadows fell across her son. The Gosling could feel his emotions swinging wildly, and for a moment, he was actually afraid of his own mother. Without thinking, he sprinted towards the pond, but beat his wings and flew away.